And what's that you don't eat?
I don't eat none of that old stuff you're lying in the back. And old chitlins in there. They got chitlins in them just like hogs.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
They sure have.
Well, now, would you have a name for all those the insides together?
Just what I was telling.
Just you call them chitlins.
And chitlins, just like you do a hog. I know you've heard of hog chitlins. Well, I've readied them things and washed them and stuffed them. With sausage, made sausage out of them. And then your chickens got the same thing.
Well, you know, when you had to go out and feed the hogs and everything?
Well, we'd have a certain time, and we knew that time when it come for us to what we had to do, and we'd go out and tend to the stock.
So what'd you call that time?
Feeding time.
How did you call the cows in from the pasture?
Well, we'd get out and call them, just call them and go to calling, and they'd come to us.
What kind of call did you have?
The boys would blow their fists, you know, and then they'd come. I could never blow mine.
So what would you say?
I'd call them, Coy cow, come in.
So what's that?
Coy cow, come in.
You just call it, said it once?
And once or twice, if they could hear me, and they'd be coming running up there. They knowed what they was coming for. But then boys would get out and blow their fist.
Well, did you have something you could say to them, to make them stand still when you're milking?
Yeah, saw. And stand still.
What about to make them back their leg?
Well, you'd say back your leg if it was Daisy or whatever her name was, you'd tell her to back her leg. But we didn't have our strain where we could just sit down there and milk with the milk and get up and go on. It never happened. There never would be a kid. The worst time is when you get in a bunk.
Well, did you have some call for calves? Somebody call calves?
No, well, we just didn't call the calves. We just go drive them up because they was little and they'd been getting way in the back side to feed and you'd have to drive them up.
Well, what would you say to mules and horses to make them go left and right?
Well, you'd say gee and haw.
And which was which?
I forgot that now, but I think it was the right. Right was gee and the left was haw.
But you don't remember any call for horses or mules?
No, Lordy, I don't remember none of that.
Well, what'd you say to them to make them start?
Get up.
Now, would it make any difference if you were already moving along and you wanted them just to go fast?
Well, you jerk your line a little and let them know you want them to go a little faster.
Would you say get up then?
Yeah, that's what you'd say to them. Get up. And they'd go to speeding up and directly they'd be if they hits to the buggy, they'd be a trot.
Well, what did you say to them to make them stop?
Whoa.
Now, how'd you call your pigs?
Well, the pigs was all, they'd come with their large hogs. We'd really taught them to come back with their mothers, you know, and whenever they was off out there with the rest of them, when we called the hogs, why, we'd say, pig, or a little louder, hog, or something, and they'd come.
Is that how you call the hogs?
Yeah, we'd call the hogs pig, just this loud.
And they'd come right from that?
Yeah.
And did you ever hear somebody call sheep?
No, I don't know nothing about sheep. I never been around too many sheep, just once in a while.
Well, would you call the chickens eat when you feed them?
Yeah, we'd chick, 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 come in, and they'd come.
Well, what about if you wanted, to get the horses ready to go somewhere, the mules? What would you have to do to them?
You'd have to bridle them and put the gear on them and hook them up to whatever you was going to put them in there.
Would you ever say something besides hook them up, like haw?
No, that would be the... No, you wouldn't. I never did say that. The boys always, we always just learned what we learned them. They just got out there and